Hi everyone, it's Jo, and I am contributing to the conversation topic or discussion topic that Steve, the Fonza Mundo, put up here today, courtesy of Lenore 68. So if I have it right, there's a little boy, a six-year-old boy, in an electric wheelchair, and the question is it right for his mum to take the batteries out of that wheelchair if she considers it to be the right thing to do for the child's safety? Now, I thought this was a really interesting question, even though it's not to do with visual impairment, but nevertheless it's to do with disability. And I actually went off and had a discussion with Rob about it. And I said to Rob, do you think it's right or wrong? And he said, it's wrong. He said, it's wrong. She said, because in effect, she said, it's like taking away his legs. She's taking away his mobility. And he said, if you had a child who had artificial legs, so artificial limbs, would you take their artificial limbs away? No, you wouldn't. And I thought it was an interesting take on the subject. I don't think it's right either. And I know you could argue that she's taking the battery, she's going to put them back. But my thought was that, I don't know whether the little boy's disability is, that wasn't specified. So I don't know whether he's physically disabled in that he cannot walk around, or whether he has other disabilities as well, i.e. learning difficulties or anything like that. But if, I'm assuming this means when they're out and about, because if he was at home, to my mind, he wouldn't be in the electric wheelchair, unless they've got a big house and he needs to get around it in his electric wheelchair. But I mean, I'm assuming that most houses wouldn't be the type that you would need an electric wheelchair to get round. I may be wrong on that, so feel free to correct me. So I'm guessing that he would be in an ordinary chair at home, or an ordinary wheelchair, or he would be in a chair sat down. If he's out and about, he's 6 years old. To my mind, my immediate gut reaction was, if he's out and about, he's 6 years old, is his mum going to take the batteries out of his wheelchair? I'm assuming that in an electric wheelchair, they're rather large batteries as well, so she wouldn't be kind of carrying them around in a handbag, would she? But what my thinking was, a six-year-old child would not be left unattended when you're out and about anyway, so she should, by rights, always be with him. When Jodie was six, that's my daughter, we wouldn't go out, and like if we were shopping or something, I would never leave her unattended because she's 6 years old, so I wouldn't do that. So I suppose there may be grey areas, but my decision, my feeling is that no, it is not right. She's taking away his mobility. Another way, Rob, we were looking at all different scenarios this afternoon, and Rob said, well, what if I came to you and took your guide dog harness away, or if you're a long cane user, I took your long cane away in a strange place, he said, you would have no mobility. So in effect, that's what would be happening to the little boy if the batteries were taken out of his wheelchair. A six-year-old child shouldn't be left unattended, all right, in their own home, but that's, you know, why would she want to take the batteries out of his electric wheelchair in his own home? I don't really, if I was in on the discussion and it was a real discussion, if you know what I mean, it was a real scenario, I'd be asking lots and lots of questions like, what situation are we talking about? When would the mother consider it to be the safest option? And the other thing is, you know, when you've got something, a safety gadget like a smoke alarm or a fire alarm that has batteries, what is the one thing that you are told never to do? Never take the batteries out, because the temptation is to use them for something else or to forget to put them back, and then it's the middle of the night, you've forgotten to put them back, and a fire happens. So with any kind of really important gadget or mobility aid, I would say that it's not the right thing to do. And I would really be interested to hear what other people say, because I'm sure there's people who would agree with the mother and think that it's okay. And maybe people bring up some things that will make me think again, and I'll think, oh yeah, actually, you know, that's a good point, maybe that's right, and I'll maybe do a double take. But at the moment, my feeling is, and I've spoken to Rob about it, that it isn't right and that it shouldn't be done. Okay, that's me. Thanks for listening to my ramble. I hope it made sense. And just before I go, well done to Joy from the RLSB. I don't know if any of you have listened to what she's put on the channel today, but she had her Joy's Revolution was today. She took over the RLSB's social media platforms. She had question and answer sessions on Twitter. And if you haven't looked at it, go and check it out. It's really interesting. It's a great thing that the RLSB Youth Forum is great. And hopefully what they're trying to achieve in London and surrounding area will be picked up and done across the country and beyond, hopefully. But well done to Joy, and congratulations to the RLSB, really. I think it's a really good concept, and if you haven't taken a look, go and have a nosy and see what's going on. You can sign up via the links on Twitter, via the RLSB Twitter feed. You can sign up to follow what Joy's Revolution is going to be doing, and she will email you updates if you fancy getting involved, either just to support it, or if you're a young person and you fancy getting involved with it, or seeing what's happening, and perhaps doing it in another part of the country as well. That's there as well. Okay, I'm going to go. Thanks for listening, and I will speak to you all soon. Bye.